Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mic check. This is Carly Teft. Here's my thoughts on the king of EDI 101.
Here's a little ditty about Robin Wiggy. One-on-one pickups gonna get real jiggy. Wiggy's pretty short, can't even run the court. Rob's gonna run fast and run up the score. Jay's living in the past from that one Brady pass. He thinks he can last, but Rob can run 26.2 miles fast. Wick's gonna get real gas from all that fast food trash. I'm sorry to say, Jermaine, it ain't your day. Pull your pride away. Brad Full got the skill in height, gonna dunk all night. Be the one-on-one king of EEI.
All right, no words have been truer ever. Carly Teft, obviously, with the anthem.
She was spot on.
She was right on the money.
According to plan.
It was amazing how I drilled that three-pointer right in your grill to win the game last Sunday.
It was, and how you were dunking on me and everything.
It was crazy. Anyway, that's Jermaine Wiggins. No Alex Reamer today. I'm Rob Bradford. We're going to get to the big game from a week ago. We got plenty of time to do it leading up to Red Sox pregame at 1 o'clock. But because the Sunday skate, we just looked at the ratings, is off the charts. Highest rated Sunday skate of all time for good reason, because we have the big finals matchup, the cup matchup tomorrow. So two of the three guys, because like I said, we saw how things were trending after those 2 hours. We don't want to just turn it over to Wiggy and myself.
No, we don't want to.
And plus,
good lead-in.
Plus, Wiggy, like, you are part of like what we call the hockey know-it-all.
So I am the hockey expert in Boston.
Exactly. How you aren't on Sunday skate, I have no idea.
Well, because it's not in my contract yet.
Oh, that's
once we get a contract, then maybe we'll do some.
Wiggy's throwing around a lot of contract talk this morning, by the way.
Yeah, me and Brad, I'm picking his brain a little bit. A lot of contract.
Because we were going to send him over to Media Day, which is Matt Kalman's heading on over right now. No.
Get ready for the holdout, huh?
No, I think so. I gotta throw some other irons in the fire. Kind of dragging their feet here a little bit, so.
What a power play.
Not a power play.
No, absolutely. Not going to Media Day.
It's called transparency.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's where I like to be.
You know whose fault that is? Dale Arnold. He doesn't want you on Wednesdays. Putting a little
I'm going
in the
for
wheel.
The Monday through Friday gig in the morning, so.
Yep. Ooh, look at you.
So it could
I support that.
All right, well, there you go.
On record, supporting that.
Reamer should be our headlines guy, and Wiggy should be full-time in the morning.
Okay. That's what I
think. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Reamer's not a headline guy. He should just be what he does. He should be a
caller. So he should drive in here for 7:30 in the morning, go 7:30 to 7:50, and then go home.
Well, he can write.
We could put him on location and things of that nature.
Okay. Right. All right, anyway, Pete Blackburn, thanks for sticking around.
You bet.
I don't know. Do you know Jermaine Wiggins?
You've
heard his work?
A little bit.
Okay, all right, good. So I figure like we can kick off the next couple hours. This is a good way to do it. You guys were on fire, absolute fire.
I love the Dale's keys.
Love Kalman. Kalman, the back and forth between Kalman and Wyshynski was off the charts.
What was that about?
We found out a little controversy, a little chaos, a little rivalry.
It's about not showing love. It's what I got out of it.
Kalman has a chip on his shoulder going back to like when he first started writing 50 years ago, whatever it was. Anybody who has not spoken to him, he holds a silent grudge.
So I don't know anyone who does
that. He hates Wyshynski because Wyshynski never said hello at a practice during a national event. And then just sat there, didn't tell me he wasn't going to ask any questions.
And we're going to get to this later in the show about all the veterans that treated Wiggy like crap when he was with the Jets as a rookie.
Yeah, you got to earn your stripes, don't you? And I think that's what Kalman's saying.
You got to earn your stripes.
When I was earning my stripes, show a brother some love.
All right, so we're going to get to all of that, but I am going to be the moderator. When you think hockey moderator, you think Rob Bradford. The three of you, hockey experts, hockey know-it-all. Ken Laird, Pete Blackburn, Jermaine Wiggins. All right, I'm just going to say, I'm going to set it up and you guys knock it down. So, Wiggy, you first. What, you were listening to Sunday Skate. You listened all week. What is the take that these guys have, which you're saying? That is absolutely ridiculous. And it might rhyme with Mara. I don't know. So, what is the what is burning your britches about their red-hot hockey take heading in the finals?
Well, I would say one of my biggest keys to this thing is going to be the play of Chara, which, you know, you look at him throughout the postseason, he hasn't played particularly well. Now, I think that the Bruins are a better team than St. Louis, and this series should be over in five. It means nothing. It's about moving forward and who's going to be the top pairing next year when they go for the repeat of the Stanley Cup.
Look at, Pete Blackburn is just ready to come over the table at you.
I mean, I don't understand why you hate Chara so much.
It's not that I don't understand why people think I hate Chara. I don't like what he does on the ice. Is he not?
I don't dislike Chara. I just hate everything that he does.
I know he's the heart and soul of the team. I know that. But on the ice, you have to admit, he is not a top pair defenseman.
He shouldn't be.
Okay, so that's all you got to do. You agree with me?
I would say that he's their third or fourth best defenseman at this point, and
reasonable.
That's fine.
And Wiggy said sixth earlier this week.
I said fifth or sixth.
You put Clifton ahead of him.
No, I put Krug ahead of him. Okay. You know, because I feel like there's
Who's better than him at this point?
I would say Carlo, McAvoy. I would put Krug ahead of him, and I would put Grizzlick ahead of him.
I don't know if I'd put Grizzlick ahead of him, but I think that that's fine.
Right.
But that's what he's 40 years old. But that's what you want him to be.
But he's your first pair defenseman. Dale hates when I say that, but that's the reality of it. He plays 20 plus minutes a night, right? He's all over the penalty kill. He gets a ton of ice time. All I'm saying is I understand the heart and soul that he is and the leadership, but when you look at this Bruins team and you look at a hockey team, you really don't need that as much as you do in other sports. So that element of it, I don't think there's that's like a huge bonus when you look at Chara versus what he gives you on the ice.
How many moments from the playoffs so far, Wiggy, do you remember where Chara was so bad and led directly to a goal?
Jesus.
I mean, there's a couple.
Lead to a goal, but he led to a ton of scoring opportunities.
Correct.
Because of the way Tuukka's been playing, right?
That's helped, for sure.
Right.
And I think McAvoy coming on so strong helps him as well.
Right, but there's been a bunch of times we've seen this, that he's turned the puck over in his own zone. He wasn't been able to clear the puck. In all three series against Toronto, Carolina, and Columbus, we've seen that, and we've seen those teams have the opportunity to score, but because of the way Tuukka's been playing, he's bailed them out.
And McAvoy bails him out.
Okay,
so
let me ask you.
You guys are agreeing with Wiggy. What's going on?
I mean, he has a point.
Like, I'd like to ask
Chara
a
has looked old at certain points.
I'd like
postseason.
To ask both of you.
Everybody
a question.
Agrees
no,
with that.
No,
right?
But I'd like to ask you a question, right? How many times have you seen Chara do good stuff versus bad stuff? What outweighs what you see more?
He did have the game winning goal in the Toronto series, I think, but one of the series clinchers. Anyway. I mean,
you guys are the worst.
I think that a lot of times when Chara is not noticeable, that's a good thing.
Right.
Because he's doing things right.
Right,
I think for most of this postseason, he's done things
but
right.
He's been more noticeable because of the things he's done wrong.
See, I disagree with that.
I would think
and the penalty kill's been awesome, and he's been a major, major part of that. He barely leaves the ice. So
right.
If that's all he gives you.
Yeah, but you also have three other guys on that penalty kill that usually are doing a good job. And McAvoy, whether it's Kahlo, whether it's Marchand, whether it's Bergeron. So when you look at it, you look at the penalty kill and you don't go, oh, Chara made a good play there. Chara made a good play there. You say.
I think you do.
But I mean,
not as much as you go, man, what's Chara doing out there?
But you sound like you're arguing that this guy's killing the team.
Right.
He's playing more than 20 minutes
a night.
I didn't
say he was killing the team.
Letting up an average of less than a half goal more than the St. Louis Blues.
But I didn't say he was killing the team. What I said was he is the biggest liability on the team. So if there's something that happens and, you know, this series against St. Louis, it's going to come on the end of Chara's stick or him get knocked off the puck. I think that, to me, is more likely to happen than anything else because he plays so many minutes and he's been a guy that hasn't been, you know, when you looked at it, he's not the same Chara. Let's be honest. I've been calling for this 3 years ago. I was saying, hey, listen, it's time to move on from Chara. And they, but he's the legacy guy. He's the heart and soul. He wears the C on his jersey. And so they continue to re-sign him.
Yeah, well, there's a reason they brought him back at less money next year. Yeah. And if he comes back at 43, they're not going to expect 20 minutes a night.
But he's going to be...
But this is what they...
He's got to be a first-pairing defenseman.
This is what they've needed from him for like the past two or three years. They needed him to be the third or fourth best defenseman, and now they have Carlo's better, McAvoy's better, and he is that guy.
And Krug's had an unbelievable playoff. You're right about that. Krug has been very good.
He should have been for the past two or three years. He should have been a third or second-pairing defenseman. But now I'm at the point now, and I said this even when they gave him the new, what was it, $5 million or something along
It was like three.
Three with some incentives, though, right? He could make up to five. And I said... Why not allocate that money somewhere else? It's time to move on from Chara. He's done his job. He's done everything he's needed to do. I understand he probably still wants to play, but here it's time to move on.
I'll tell you, there's another guy on the opposite end of the ice in this St. Louis series that is that same guy in Jay Bodmeester, and I think that he gets exposed more than Chara does in this series.
But you're right, both
averaging
of those guys.
23 minutes a night.
Chara and Bodmeester could both be exposed in the series. I don't think anybody would be shocked to see a goal
and
go through Chara's legs.
And I bet you
they were
St. Louis going, Bodmeester shouldn't be on the top pairing, right?
He's not.
What's he on?
Second pairing.
Second pairing. So he's still playing a ton of minutes.
Yeah, he's playing 23 minutes a night.
Chara's a guy, listen, I'd have no issue with him if he was playing 12 to 13, maybe 15 minutes a night on that third pair.
See,
but I think he's better than that.
His minutes get inflated because of the special teams. A lot of nights he's playing 4 or 5 minutes of PK, and that gets him up to 20. So I think Cassidy's aware. I think you're overreacting. Your point's not invalid. It's not wrong. It's just I don't know what you want. You want him down to 13 minutes?
I want him. I don't want him on the first
overreaction.
Pairing. And I don't really want him on the second pairing. I want him on the third pairing. Or I have no problem with him being a healthy scratch.
No,
the captain scratch.
Who do you want him?
So
who do you want him?
Steve
Camper in the lineup over Chara?
He can put his skates on and uniform and skate out for the end of the game.
Yeah, but the first guy in street clothes to raise the cup.
I want that lineup that we saw in game four against Columbus. I had no problem with that lineup. And Buchagras said on the Dale and Keefe show that was the best that the Bruins defense looked in game four against Columbus. They looked quicker. They looked faster. They were moving the puck defensively. They were just doing some really good things out there. And you could see the speed of that defense with Chara.
Wiggy, I think the only question now is, will Chara take his tie off when he raises the cup? Correct?
That's what I mean. You have to come down from the ninth floor.
That's right.
But there was a time 5 years ago in the NHL where every team that won a cup had a top five defenseman in the league. That's not the case anymore. These two teams that are in the cup finals, Wiggy, they're there because they're deep. 1 through 6, blue line, they're just good. They're good, solid
teams.
It's kind of a story this year.
Yeah. Both teams
so Chara not being what he once was, it's not that big of a 5, 10 years ago,
I mean,
this would have been a
big deal. You can look at what happened last year, too, in the Stanley Cup final matchup. The Washington and Vegas, they don't have a top, however, top five defenseman in the league.
Right.
Both
maybe
those
Carlson,
guys, 1 through 6.
But you're making my point, though. Yeah. You're making my point. You just made my point because you're like,
no,
you know, Chara
you
doesn't
need one of those guys.
You don't need Chara to be a number one defenseman.
But you're saying you really don't even need Chara to win
you
a Stanley Cup.
No, you do. Yes.
You didn't need him. Do you really?
Because your next guy's John Moore, and he would get exposed in a 7-game
series. He wasn't the last game. When Chara didn't play?
Right.
Yeah. Carolina quit. Carolina was done after game one.
Talking about?
That series was over game one.
Listen, you really, and like I said, Buchagras said it. If Chara wasn't going to play another game from here on out, the Bruins would still win the cup. They'd still be the favorites.
I disagree with that.
Well, that's why you're not one of the hockey experts.
Let's see how it goes. Let's see how this plays out.
Like me.
Where do you take that from him?
It's true because me and Buchagras both said it. If he didn't play.
Buchagras did say that.
Is it Buchagras or Buchagras?
Dale's kind of right. Buchagras later like contradicted himself.
He did say that. Listen, if for some reason Chara was done for the rest of the year, it wouldn't make a difference. They would still beat in his at the time he thought it was going to be San Jose. He goes, they would still beat San Jose and win the cup.
And I maintain they still need his leadership. We talked about
this. They're
leadership
off.
Card.
If he doesn't play for the rest of the playoffs, they are worse off.
Stop with the leadership card.
He can lead. In fairness, I'm going to agree with Wiggy on this. He can lead from the ninth floor.
Stop with the leadership card because the
whole
lead,
reason they're here is the core that has been together.
That's
the thing. I think that there's other guys that can lead.
Right.
There are other guys that can lead.
There's Krejci. There's Bergeron. There's Tuukka, who's been with this organization for a long period of time. There's Marchand. There's four other guys right there that have been in this organization from the last time they won a Stanley Cup.
But who on the back end? Nobody on the back end.
Well, I mean, I don't think really on the back end you might not need that if you got a number of guys on that are on the team.
But they're not gonna lead you defensively.
I look at now. Granted, I understand that Krug, I don't know him, but he might have that ability to be a leader. Just because you don't have great production doesn't mean you can't be a good leader. He's been a guy who's been on the back end. McAvoy seems like he's kind of coming into his own, but they have enough guys on that team that they can lean on with the leadership thing. I think the leadership thing is a little bit overblown.
Krug might get traded this offseason, by the way. That's still a possibility. He's got a big contract coming, and I don't think they're going to want to pay it. But
and then that would mean Chara would definitely be either your first or second pairing defenseman.
Might have to. They got some young defensemen in the pipeline. But
all right, 617-779-7937.
An extended edition of
this Sunday. This is your opportunity, a rare opportunity, to weigh in with three of the finest hockey minds, I think, in town, maybe in the entire country.
I would say not in the country. I'd say globally.
Globally.
Worldwide.
Pete Blackburn, yes. Jermaine Wiggins, and Kerosene Ken Laird. And I'm a little disappointed in Kerosene Ken Laird. He is firmly on the fence. The most pointed thing you've said so far is that you want Wiggy full time on the morning show. That is it. I don't want reasonable. Well, okay, Kerosene Ken.
Yes.
When we talk baseball, you come up with outrageous takes and you dig in on them, right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Cora was fired midway through the year, and JD Martinez never played the outfield after April.
And the team will be sold shortly.
So give me something that you feel very passionate about, that you feel like Wiggy might disagree, or maybe something you've heard. Wiggy's been on the air a lot, talking a lot of hockey. You've never had the opportunity to sit
all
here.
All he talks about is Chara, though. It's like the same.
Well, what else you want to talk about?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
You want to talk about the passion, the Boston passion?
Oh, you know what? Just hit on. Okay, you just
the trifecta?
You just hit on something, right? Okay, so two things.
Yep.
Leadership, number one, leadership. But before we get to leadership, because we're going to talk about that even after these guys go. But Cassidy. So Cassidy was the player. Who was it? Bates Pataglia? He was the guy who
him for his days in Washington.
Yeah. So is Cassidy the guy to lead this team? I know they're in the Stanley Cup Finals, but is it because of him or is it in spite of him?
Because of him.
Weren't you a Claude guy?
No.
I don't know.
In fact,
guessing.
Pete Shepard went off on this awful rant when they fired Claude and mocked Cassidy and said it was not going to be a factor.
Well, that's why he's in Florida now.
Actually, we've seen several coaching changes midseason in the NHL spark success. Sutter with L.A., Mike Sullivan with the Penguins, Dan Bylsma with the Penguins. So this is often a catalyst.
But you're talking about like this happened this year. Didn't happen this year.
Didn't with the Bruins, but it sparked.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
But it sparked him that year to success, and then he's maintained it. So it was not a flash
success?
In the pan.
I mean, we're talking
the postseason. They were dead in the water. I am asking you. Yeah, what are you asking?
The coach that is leading this team, coaching this team in the Stanley Cup Finals, is he the reason? Where would you put him in terms of the reason that he's there? Could they have been here with Joe Schmo coach?
He's not ahead of Sweeney because Sweeney has constructed the team and built a deep team, a lot through the draft, a couple of key trades.
Is he ahead of Cam Neely?
Yes.
I mean, is he ahead of Rene Rancourt?
I think you don't have to look any further than the first half of the season and how many man games they lost and how they survived and were able to stay in the hunt throughout so many key injuries in the beginning of the year.
Well, that was because of Chara. I mean, his leadership.
I think Bruce has let those guys play. That was the one reason why when the Bruins won the Stanley Cup in 11, I was the first guy saying fire Claude as soon as they got off the duck boats. Oh, yeah, because Because the thing that Cassidy allows this team to do.
You were the guy. I thought I heard that. I wasn't sure where it was coming from.
Well, the reason why is because of the defensive-minded style that Claude coached. And when you looked at, because I was a huge Sagan fan, and I was you got to unleash these offenses.
Take the shackles off, right?
You got to unleash it. And that's the thing that I think Cassidy, at least he's done with guys like Pastrnak, and you see guys like
Masha. This team plays aggressive.
You got to play in the D zone, forwards. Right. We need you through all three zones. Hey, listen, if your guy maybe he doesn't play the other two zones as well, as long as he can give me something in the attacking zone and he can score points, that's the thing that should matter. Where Claude would, he would handcuff those guys and wouldn't allow them to just, you know, especially the snipers, he wouldn't allow them to just play. And I think Cassidy has just said, go out there and do what you
now, can. Pete, you were a big Claude guy, right?
I was, yeah.
All right, I totally guessed at that. Yeah. But you were a big Claude guy. Where do you take great offense to Wiggy yelling at the duck boat saying, yes, fire Claude?
I had a sign.
Right,
right after 2011, right after the 2011.
I had a sign like Minahan right up there at the bottom of the duck boat as soon as he went off, and I was, fire Claude!
Usually it's like re-sign Evaldi, and he's like yelling, fire Claude. So obviously they're here, whatever they did worked. But would they have been able to be here with, let's say, Claude or even another coach?
Well, I mean, look at what happened to the Leafs in the first round series. Mike Babcock's not playing his best players in a game 7 against the Bruins. And that guy's MO for the past few years. So it's tough for me to say that they would be here with another coach. Like, if the coach doesn't play the best players and he's an idiot, then they're not here.
It seems like you guys are talking about Cassidy as this guy. Hey, you know what? Take the pedal off the metal a little bit. Let him play.
That's what he does.
Let him be yourself.
I think he's the right guy for this team.
Oh, there you go. So there you go. And I think that's usually when we talk about baseball teams. We talked about this yesterday.
He's a perfect
fit. Farrell was the right guy in 2013. Cora was the right guy last year. That might change in 2 or 3 years. Who knows? But
I think this team will be right back where they are next year with a couple additions. When you look at what Cassidy allows
even
them
with
to
Chara
do
in the lineup.
Well, hopefully by then Chara will be on the third pairing.
But 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if they win a cup this year, Cassidy won't be the major story. The story will be the core together. Bergeron, Chara, Marchand, well, you go through the list.
I think he's somewhat down.
That's the Belichick Brady.
So if you go back to 2011, and tell me if I'm wrong, but 2011, obviously Tim Thomas is right there.
Right.
And yeah, you feel good for guys like Chara, whatever. But one of the biggest stories was Julian, Claude. And because if they do not beat Montreal, if they do not win that game 7, he's probably fired.
But I think one of the biggest stories back then was, is he holding this team back? That was the biggest argument with Claude back then.
Despite your yelling at the duck post, I don't think people were saying that.
I think he was such a story because of how defensive that team was and how few goals they gave up in the Stanley Cup final and how they were able to win by that small advantage at how well they played defensively.
Think about it. He had Sagan playing on, the fourth line at times?
Well, that was the biggest knock on him,
He was a rookie.
But you saw flashes of his ability, right? And they were needing somebody, and I remember they were needing somebody on that right wing position on the second line with Krejci at the time, right? And that the biggest thing about it was it was more of Claude is he too much defensive minded to allow these players, like Ken said, to just kind of get off let the shackles go and go out there and play. And I think that's what Cassidy does. The reason why Cassidy's not high on this list is because of guys like Tuca, Marchand, Bergeron. Even, you know, you throw Chara into that mix, he's way down there as far as this team.
That's part of the reason they traded Sagan, by the way. They had a management decision which was publicly aired.
Didn't fit the system.
He didn't fit their system.
Well, and they wanted to crap all over him on the way out of
town. But I think he'd be perfect in this system.
Cassidy doesn't have as strong of a brand as
Julian. That's what I want to ask. So how is Cassidy viewed in the world of hockey? Because when Claude
gets Bates Battaglia world?
In that world. That's the only world that counts. But with Claude gets fired, everyone in the hockey world, he's a good hockey man. He's going to land on his feet. He gets a job. He gets his job, which pays him an obscene amount of money right away because he's a good hockey man. How is Cassidy viewed in the world of hockey? You guys can say, he let him play. He's the right guy for this team. But is he viewed as a upper echelon coach?
He is now. This year proved it. This is the year that I bet you convinced everybody. For the reasons that Pete said, the Chara absence, the Bergeron absence. Nobody bought it after half a year, whatever. Nobody's believing Berube is one of the best coaches in the league. But now, 2.5 years of success, and this particular season, this is Exhibit A. He's one of the top coaches in the
league. And I think he's a player's coach, and I think that helps, too.
But that can turn the other way in a hurry.
Sure. But they have
enough leaders in that locker room, you know, with Chara. They have enough guys in that locker room.
Both on the first and the ninth floors.
Yeah, that is not going to turn it the other way for a locker room to go bad because he is a player's coach.
All right, 617-779-7937. Ken, I know you, Kerosene Ken, I know you want to stick around.
I'd love to. I can't, though.
Oh, why?
Family commitments.
Contract.
What is a family commitment? Yeah, is your contract?
Yes,
you have negotiations as well?
Yep,
did Wiggy tell you to leave?
Wiggy's
because of his contract?
That's right.
Pete, can you stick around?
I sure can.
Oh, look at this. I'm going to get you guys fighting before the end of this. Big Claude guy. You hate Claude.
I wasn't a Claude guy.
I wasn't.
Thought it was the worst thing decision they ever made was
if nothing else, we learned who was yelling fire Claude at the parade.
I was there.
Before you go, Ken, are you up for banner captain?
I am, yes. I'm in consideration.
I wanted to get a flag in here to simulate for a tryout for you to be banner captain.
That would be a good idea.
Can we do that?
Hold on a second.
Keep talking.
On the cross, you got to really come with force down, you know?
Right, and you got to kind of like, you got to go with the momentum of it. There you go. So it does... Looks like you're like, what are those things that they
Mark Savard
had?
Schlickles? Was the best banner captain because he was just furiously
what are those
waving
things?
That flag.
They call Schlickles and like they use in...
Oh, yeah, Schlickles.
Like, and like, you know, the Mormons, what they are they Mormons? Like they cut the grass with back in the day? They look like the Grim Reaper thing, but they had an extra handle on it.
The Mormons cutting the grass with the Schlickles.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about? It looks like the Grim Reaper thing, but it's another handle on it. Used to cut grass before they had lawnmowers.
Exactly.
After that tryout for banner captain, you're in the mix. But I genuinely do want Wiggy to be in the mix for the banner captain. He played for the Patriots. He won the one-on-one game.
They've already had Gronk and Edelman. Brady is in for the Cup Finals.
You think so?
Yeah, game one.
I'd like to see that too.
Oh, maybe he's going to have the rookie do it for him.
Have they had Big Poppy do it yet?
Ooh, good point.
Who?
Big Poppy.
You could have one from every team. One legend from all of them.
St. Louis, nightmares.
How about Kojio O'Hara? I like that.
Ooh, Ty Lockett.
And maybe Colton Wong can sit there while he like waves the flag to taunt him, just like he picked him off.
Good ideas.
Johnny Gomes, he would do it. There you go. So anyway, Ken has that look of like, I got to get out of here because my wife is really, really mad at me.
I promised you a segment. I'm good.
Yes. Oh, look at you. See, you certainly delivered, although I did want you screaming at Wiggy somehow.
Well, there's plenty of people who scream at me for the Chara thing. But, hey, listen, the game's Monday night, so you'll be able to make the evaluation on your own.
All right. Okay. There you go. And my guess is the other part about the Chara situation is that he's hurt. I mean, he's hurt. He's old and he's hurt. That's not a good combination.
Well, he played great in game three from what everybody tells me. That was the last game we've seen him play.
Was his best game the last Bruins game? When he didn't play.
The game.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, all right. We got to take a break here. 617-779-7937. Call on and in. Pete Blackburn sticking around. Jermaine Wiggins, the two most notable hockey experts in this town. We're very, very lucky to have him. The other one is leaving, packing his bag, Kerosene Ken Laird. He will be getting... Are you working tomorrow, Ken? No, he is not working tomorrow. Getting ready for the big game. I'm Rod Bradford. We'll be back right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rebecca Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Yeah, at times he looks like one of those tall orange cones you see on the Mass Pike that I ran over once 4 years ago, and it punctured my oil thing in my car, and I didn't have it for a month and a half. They would have made it this year, I think, without him. He's not that important, but I still think he's a very important guy. He's dad. He's the adult in the room at all times, and it helps that he's there. I don't know if he needs to play against the Sharks necessarily. I don't think that would change the odds if they announce a season-ending injury, which I don't think he has. But I still like him as a guy who makes the team better.
Let the adults talk hockey, Wiggy. You sit over there.
All right. A lot to pick through there. Number one, he will not play against the Sharks. We can confirm that. But that was John Buccigross joining the Dale and Keefe show. Were you on that day, Wiggy?
No, I was listening to that.
You were?
That interview.
You liked it. You liked what he said.
I was taking notes. Yeah, I had to pull over.
You liked the road cone reference.
Listen, people are so sensitive about Chara. I've already told you. I'm a Bruins fan like everybody else. I've been a Bruins fan for a long time like everybody else.
You will be the banner captain.
Get out of my studio.
Chara's one of my kids' favorite players, you know. But when you look at it now, when you look at his production on the ice, stop it. If Tom Brady was doing the same thing where he wasn't productive as a quarterback no longer. You don't think people...
No, people would be doing the same thing there with Chara.
Yeah.
They are going down. You've seen it when Brady wasn't good.
But Brady's always been like still one of the tops.
Yeah, he's had some runs where he hasn't been good.
When?
He
might have had a game or two.
The first Jimmy Garoppolo is going to replace him.
He might have had a game or two. But what I'm saying
is, but that's what Chara's been like. If you want to, the argument against Chara is he's been bad for a game.
No, he's been bad. He's been bad pretty much for a couple years now.
No way.
And when I say bad, he's been average for Chara. Bad is average. He's been an average defenseman for the past couple of years.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
But that's what they need him to be.
Yeah, but we are top pairing defenseman. See, this is a problem with people who don't know hockey, right? Mm. You get people who say, oh, well, it's this, that, the other. Chara should be a third pairing defenseman on any other team.
That's not average.
You don't think that's average?
A third pairing defenseman is a bottom tier defenseman.
So average is what? A second pairing defenseman?
Yeah.
This is a first.
I wouldn't put him there.
Pete
then.
Blackburn leaves Jermaine Wiggins speechless.
No, I wouldn't put him there because I think he is, the way his players, I think he's a third-pairing defenseman. If you want to give
pretty
him
decent at math,
you want to give him a few more minutes on the PK, then that's fine. But for people out there to say that he's a top-pairing defenseman, now they're just saying it because of what he's meant to this organization.
Well, I think it's a situation where a lot of the guys that he's played with in the past haven't been top-pairing defensemen, but they were put there because he was so good and that he was able to shield them. I think at this point, you're looking at how good McAvoy has become,
right?
And he's helping Chara, and I think that he's able to play on that top pairing because McAvoy is so good, and they're not hurt because of it.
But you would get more from somebody else than him, in my opinion. Because of the way his...
Well, sure, if you get like a legitimate top-pairing defenseman and you play
him
there.
But I think if you put... If you put Grizzlick up there, he can play alongside McAvoy. McAvoy's been carrying Chara all season long.
Is he better than John Scott? I'm just throwing that out there. 617-779-7937. Before we get into the big Tim Thomas versus Tuukka Rask debate, let's go to the phone lines. Eddie and Swampscott. Eddie, what's going on?
Mr. Wiggins. Ed,
what's up, man?
Wiggins.
What up?
How you doing, buddy?
What's going on?
Pretty much, I agree with you about Chara. What do you think about putting him in the slot like Phil Esposito used to play and let him hanging around in there a little bit?
Yeah, but think about this. They try to put Chara on the power play in front of the net. Remember that? It didn't really work out for them. Yeah,
what happened? I think it did work out pretty good.
No, it wasn't. He wasn't like the most, because he's so big. He's not great on his skates. Yeah, he's not. Like I said, if he's on your third pair as a defenseman and he's able to bring that heart and soul to the locker room, I got no problem with that.
Pump him up, buddy. We need him for the series.
Well, don't tear him down. No, don't tear him down, Wiggy.
Bulletin board material.
I know.
I'm looking at this, right? I look at this with Chara in this series. If Chara goes out there and play the ways that he's played through this whole postseason, they'll be fine. But if he goes out there and one of those mistakes that we've seen him make in this postseason, St. Louis is able to capitalize and turn into a goal, that's when people are going to be looking at, and they're going to be saying, was this game too fast for him?
Well, I mean, I'll give it to you. I mean, St. Louis is a really good team on the forecheck. They put a ton of pressure on the puck. They force turnovers. And Chara has been that guy who has made some mistakes and not being able to clear the zone and things like that. So I think you're within your right to be concerned about that. But I also think that there are those guys on St. Louis's blue line as well.
Right, but I'm talking just the Bruins, right? Players that concern you on the Bruins, who would be top of your list? Like, and when I say concern you, that mean they could be a liability. When I say liability, they could do something that leads to St. Louis taking advantage.
I think Krug scares me more than Chara does.
Oh, does he?
He's played well in this postseason, especially on the defensive end. I mean, he's solid offensively all the time, but he's played above his pay grade, I would say, defensively throughout these playoffs. But I think there's a lot of size in St. Louis, and I think that there's a possibility that size bullies him in front of the net.
Wiggy, do you know what it's like playing above your pay grade?
Yes.
Every single day, right?
Oh, I did that throughout my radio and football career.
Look at you. Well, here's a test. Okay, Tuukka Rask versus Tim Thomas. I'll start with you, Pete Blackburn, because I know you're going to take off. What we're doing here is very strategic. We take the Sunday Skate Crew and we pair them down one by one by one until just one is left.
War of attrition. Right.
Exactly.
So we can figure out who really truly is the best.
Exactly.
Sunday
it's
Skate.
Musical last chairs. Man last man standing. Congratulations. So obviously this has been a topic throughout the playoffs. Tuukka Rask versus Tim Thomas. You bring up the numbers. Rask numbers are better. We get that. But you can't ignore one thing, one part of the equation, which hasn't been surfaced and we don't know yet, is the finals. Because this is where Thomas made his bones. This is where he was getting off the duck boat and Wiggy was saying, fire Julian, re-sign Thomas, right?
Yeah, that's
what you were saying.
Timmy for president.
Yes. But in all fairness, I mean, it wasn't that far off. Tim Thomas at that time was the most popular athlete in Boston, probably equaled Tom Brady. It was crazy how popular he was.
Right. It was an insane playoff performance that carried them to the Stanley Cup. So, I mean, but I think you look at the numbers, Tuukka's been better through the first three rounds.
Yes, but wasn't he, this was the case back in 2013 as well.
Exact same, yeah. His save percentage this year is actually lower than it was in 2013 heading into the Stanley Cup final.
And then the narrative with Rask totally changed because of the finals.
Right, because they lost, but he still played well in that final.
He played well, but not well enough. I mean,
but how well do you need him to play? Like, he had a .932 save percentage in that Stanley Cup final. If you need a guy to save more than 93% of the shots that come his way,
it doesn't make
then
a difference.
Not his fault.
It doesn't make a difference.
But it's not his fault.
It doesn't make a difference.
But it's not his fault.
I don't think anyone said that it was Tuukka's fault.
Oh, they did. And they still do.
I will say this. Is that, yeah, you're right. That this has become like sort of up until this, Tuukka can't win the big one. This isn't the guy that you want to lead to the cup. Off of that, that was dumb, though. It was dumb because he got you to that point in 2013.
Right.
And to your point, he also played pretty well. But what Tim Thomas did was he
won them the series.
He won them the series, and he, as good as he was leading into the finals, he saved his best for that.
Right.
And so when you look at like what Rask is, he is going to be defined by this. I mean, we forget this. Mm-hmm. Much like Kyrie Irving was defined by how the playoffs ended, not by the Indiana series. Rask is still, we have yet to find out what the definition
right,
of
well,
Tuukka
but
Rask
if he
is.
Do, but the question is, if he does win it, who is the guy like that, you know, who sits atop that pedestal? And I would say Tim Thomas. When you look at, now when you think about this, when you go back to 2011 and you look at Tim Thomas, right? He played in 25 playoff games that season. Three of those series that he was in went to seven games, right? You think about that. Three of those series went to seven games against Vancouver, against Tampa, Philly, they swept, and then Montreal was seven games, right? So you think about that, his performance. He had to face more shots. He was out there, obviously, longer because you think about Tuukka's performance. They swept Columbus. Then, what was it, five games against Carolina? Was it five or six?
Four.
Was it four games against Carolina?
This year?
Yeah, this year.
Four games. They swept Carolina, and they six against Columbus.
Okay,
and then
six against Carolina. I had it backwards,
against,
right. Yeah. So when you look at Tim Thomas, he played in more games, and I think that's why we've seen him make a ton of saves, big saves like that. One save he made with a stick, like that's going to be one of those saves that will go down.
Can't you make the counter-argument that they played less games because Tuukka's played so well? Had Tuukka not played as well.
The second time you've left Wiggy speechless.
No.
If Tuukka doesn't play as well, they go longer.
That is a good counter-argument. But you also could make the counter argument the reason why they didn't play as long is because look at the opponents, right? Look at the opponents.
Well, I think this is the easiest road that they've
ever
had.
Right. Well, look at the opponents that Tim Thomas had to face versus who Tuukka Rask had to face. So that's another argument to it. I just think when you look at all those things and you kind of throw it into one bucket, that 2011 Stanley Cup performance by Tim Thomas, it's going to be very hard to top that. I don't think Tuukka will be able to do that.
He had a .960 save. 967 save percentage in that final. I don't think that Tuukka tops that. I think that if Tuukka plays as well as he's played this year in the through the first three rounds, if he plays as well in the final, I think this is a better performance
how
overall.
How much do you buy?
To
I know you're going to take off, but how much do you buy into the whole, like, this is how Thomas played also led to how great he was, because he had to make spectacular saves because he was out of position.
Right.
Where Rask is always in position.
His performance was sexier because he was out of position and made these insane saves. I mean, that's sort of always been the book on Thomas. He
was wild.
Right. He was a wild card in net, basically. And
he was very sexy in that finals. Absolutely. Yeah. So before you go, prediction. By the time Sunday Skate rolls around next week, we'll have three games under our belt.
Right.
So I want you to get the pre-series prediction right now.
Bruins in six.
Bruins.
I want them to do it in five. I want them to win on home ice. I want them to win on home ice.
I was going to wait for your prediction. What are you doing? He's leaving.
We're finishing up here. What's
okay, maybe it'll change.
But I've already said it. I said it on Dale and Keith. Bruins in five.
By the way, I have confirmation. Wyshynski just walked by Kalman without saying hello.
Ooh, wow. Yes. Ouch.
Yes. So that is another.
What a rage is on.
That is another rivalry. We'll
they
monitor
might have to drop the
finals.
Tape recorders right in there.
I like it. Well, what I've been saying is that there's no animosity in this finals at all yet. There's nothing.
I don't know if there's a fight that I would pay less money to see than Kalman versus Wyshynski.
That would be the equivalent of me and Wiggy playing one-on-one basketball. All right, 617-779-7937. Pete, thanks for sticking around. We'll see you on next Sunday.
Yep.
But Jermaine Wiggins, myself, Rob Bradford, we're taking you all the way up until 1 o'clock. We got a lot to talk about. A lot to talk, including about what you didn't know, that Drake has two tattoos.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
How about that? We're going to go through your tattoos.
My opinion might change.
How many tattoos do you have? Do you have a count?
I got a lot. No, it's a lot.
Can we get the story of your tattoos?
Yeah, I got a bunch of them.
You got a bunch of them. But you would never put in, like, Vinny Testaverde's tattoo or anything like that?
No, I don't have a Vinny Testaverde number.
All right, we can confirm that. Jermaine Wiggins did not have any Testaverde's number. Anyway,
I might have a Brady number.
Are you serious?
Well, you never know.
I also want you, much like Kerosene Ken, I want you trying out for banner captain.
Yeah, we got. I told you it's the Schlickel.
It's the Mormons with the Schlickel.
We
got to
find
grass.
A name for that. What it is?
It's a scythe.
Oh, a scythe. Okay.
Did we? How did we get Schlickel?
I don't know.
Sickle. He was thinking of sickle, and I don't know what the other one was.
That's what an S. I knew it started with an S.
Yes, sure. That's a good rule of thumb anytime. Anyway,
Schlickel sounds good, though.
It sure does. Listen, when you're talking about the finals, you always start with a Schlickel. 617-779-7937. Be back after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Right back to Creamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Drake celebrates with Nick Nurse. No massage this time, just a big bear hug. And the Toronto Raptors are headed to the NBA Finals.
All right, that was the I don't know who that was, but that was the Raptors winning last night to go to the NBA Finals. And no one really cares that the Raptors are going to the NBA Finals. Everyone just cares about that Drake is going to the NBA Finals, correct?
I believe so. Yeah, right. Even though Kawhi is an absolute,
it is bizarre, Wiggy. Wiggy, it is bizarre. It is. I look forward to this because of Kawhi, and you know, I think that Toronto will win at least.
But
I think
Drake is the reason why we.
Drake is bizarre.
I love what he does. I think he's a great. Like, you know, if you have that ability as a fan, I would love to be able to afford to sit courtside at Celtics games and insert myself into the game. Because
yeah, you would love to do it, but you know what they say? Like, go sit down. Like, there is no other dynamic.
No, they don't say go sit down.
Did you go up and try to massage Brad Stevens' shoulders when you went to the game the other day?
Well, I mean...
what if you did that? Nobody's doing that, Wiggy.
Yeah, but they know
Edelman's
who Drake is.
Edelman's not doing that.
They can high five. I've seen them... I've seen LeGarrette Blount and Isaiah Thomas, shucking it up, high-fiving.
This is different. This is... Drake is literally giving the coach a massage during the game.
Well, that's because they... he needed that.
And
stress-filled.
And I guess, but then... And then, when they're getting the trophy, he's weeping. He's, weeping right about 10 feet away. And so... I guess this is a good thing because it gets attention to the fan base and so forth and so on. But it is bizarre. It's like we've never seen anything like this. Jay-Z used to go. He was part owner.
Spike Lee does it all the time.
He did, but he didn't go up and massage Phil Jackson's
coach
shoulders.
All right, besides that, but when you think about rabid celebrity fans, we've seen this all the time. I got no problem with that. As long as I know that you're really a loyal fan to that organization. Like, the guy that I called out last week was Gucci Mane.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know who Gucci Mane is?
Of course I do.
Okay. The reason why I called him out is because... Now they're saying the curse of Gucci, which I'm really starting to believe in. He's at the...
That's why I lost, by the way. It was the curse of Gucci.
That's why the Celtics lost, the curse of Gucci.
No, that's why I lost. Well,
it could be true because he's a fan of yours, right?
Exactly.
So Gucci's at the Celtics game. We've seen him courtside rocking a Celtics jersey and, going crazy for the Celtics. Then we see him rocking a Milwaukee Bucks jersey at the game with Drake one time. He's walking a Milwaukee Bucks. And I've seen him at the Atlanta Hawks game.
What a fraud.
Right. At least Drake, I could say this. I've never seen him
No, he's Toronto. He's all Toronto.
Right. So that's where I would say, hey, listen, I've never seen Spike Lee sitting at courtside of a Chicago Bulls game with a Jordan jersey on.
No. But the problem that Drake is going to run into, as we pointed out, he has tattoos of the numbers of Steph Curry and Kevin Durant.
Now, that I have an issue with. I'm looking.
Are you looking that up?
I'm looking
it
up.
Yeah, it's all over the place because it was exposed. I guess someone drew attention to it. If you could go back a few last year, I think somebody wrote about it. But he has tattoos of Kevin Durant's number, 35, and Steph Curry's number, 30. This is a major problem. I don't know how he addresses this. But this is a major, major problem. Listen, we all have tattoos we regret, right, Wiggy?
The Durant one, it says, I can't see.
35.
It. Yeah, but 35. Underneath it says something. Underneath the 30, it says gifted. Like,
no, there's smooth and
something like that.
Yeah.
Gifted and smooth.
Yes, there's two nicknames for them. Okay. Like I said, we all have tattoos that we regret. Right? I mean, right, Wiggy? This is for you. Right, Wiggy?
Do I have tattoos?
What is your most regretful tattoo?
I don't have any tattoos that I regret.
None?
None whatsoever.
None at all.
All my tattoos got meaning.
How many do you have?
I have somewhere around 15 to 20.
And were you kidding when you said you have number 12?
No, I have a huge, on my inner bicep, it says, Tom Brady, so blessed to have played with him.
It's weird.
Yes.
When I was trying to foul you and hanging on your arm, it was weird. That distracted me.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why I got
Tom Brady. So that was it?
Yeah.
You don't have Tom Brady in a minute as a Minotaur or something like that?
No, it's just so blessed to have played with him.
And you got that tattoo.
Yes.
Of him. Even though he never invited you over his house
I've never been invited over.
That's crazy.
Catch. Yeah. Hey, there's still plenty of time left.
How do you have Tom Brady's phone number?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Can you give him on the line?
I sound like Mark James right now.
No, well, I mean, listen, Mark James.
We talk to Tom Brady every Monday during football season from 6 to 10.
Yes.
On the Mutt Wiggy Callahan Show. We haven't really figured out the name yet. Still a work in progress.
That's what the contract negotiations are for. But you have a Tom Brady tattoo.
Yeah, I told you.
It's his face. It's weird how you got a new tattoo for every new haircut he got.
Well, he got one for all six championships. There's six different looks of Tom Brady.
Oh, man. John, you have any tattoos?
I don't, but I'm open to getting I would like to get a tattoo someday.
You would?
Yes,
we can make that happen.
I'm bring this tattoo machine in.
I have this pipe dream where I'm gonna be really ripped someday, so I don't want to get a tattoo and then get giant forearms.
If we get someone down here to give you a tattoo in the next 2 hours, would you get one?
Well, I don't know.
Yes,
next 2 hours, Bradford.
Oh, you never know. Memorial Day weekend, no one's doing it.
I can produce with one arm.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, of course.
But that could be something. I mean, I know a guy. I'll come in. He'll tattoo him up. We'll videotape it. All right. Put it on the website.
We won't do it. It's Memorial Day weekend. We'll let the tattoo artists have their cookouts. But maybe next weekend. We can make that happen.
That's what we should have
done. Oh, you're off?
I am. I'm going to a music festival. Sorry, guys.
Festival?
Probably Boston Calling. We should have bet a tattoo in our basketball game. Mm. So if you lost, you would have to get a tattoo of what I wanted. And
What would you have? A face of Jermaine Wiggins?
I would have
got
a giant face of myself. Would have been right on your back, right?
After seeing you on the Facebook Live. It was amazing. And also, you've been getting killed on the text line here. Absolutely killed.
That's all right.
You know, but I feel like we should maybe, this is Memorial Day. We want conversation, right? You guys had great conversation with Kerosene, Ken Laird, Pete Blackburn, some good debate. We're up for debate. People can call in 617-779-7937, or maybe we can call some people. Who knows?
That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take one of these text messages because, you know, I see a lot of people, they're responding out there. And I would say, you know, hey, if you want, I love the ripping people. I like clapping back. If people don't know
little known fact, you actually text during the Dale and Keefe show all day.
Yeah, and I like to. If you're on social media and you follow me and you say something about me, I'll respond to you, you know? Mm-hmm. I actually like that. I think that's fun. So what I'd like to do is maybe we find somebody who's ripping me on the text line and we go.
We'll give them a call.
We go, hey.
But we have to make this clear. They will only come on. We'll ask them.
Yeah, we'll
ask
them.
We're not sabotaging.
No. We'll ask them. We'll call them and say, and now we'll call it from text to talk.
Okay.
So now you'll be able to voice how you feel rather than just how many characters can you text here.
Exactly. So I think that's a fair idea and a good idea, and I think honors the troops.
So one of you texts that are out there that are saying something, you know, bad about your boy Wiggy, will just give you a call up, and now you'll be able to get it off your chest.
Yeah, so if you want to actually text, what's the text line?
I think it's
379-937. Okay, if you want to get in the mix here and actually go after Wiggy, and then Wiggy will go back after you.
It's clapback season.
It's clapback.
I told Dale, yes, till August 15th. So if you don't like my Chara takes and you want
Why is it August 15th?
I
looked at that on the calendar. I didn't see the end of clapback season.
Well, you got to look. That's the hood calendar.
That, and by the way, as I told you, I wanted that corner in this spacious studio. That's the clapback corner.
You know what? We should put a video there.
Clapback corner.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
Yeah, we'll put a video. Right. We'll put a little camera up, and you just can go out there and clap back.
Wiggy's had enough of people yelling at him. He's getting ready to yell at some other people. 617-779-7937. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.